Greetings, listeners. I'm Julian Fleischer, and as usual, because of antiquated copyright laws, we can't include full recordings of songs in this podcast. But after liking the Naked American Songbook on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram, you can contact your congressional representative. One of my guests on the upcoming season 2 of the Naked American Songbook has been very busy lately. She's on Hulu with James Franco in the Stephen King, J.J. Abrams sci-fi thriller 11/22/63. She's also in the Fox comic book crime series Gotham, in which she plays the supervillain Dr. Ethel Peabody. But for me, Tanya Pinkins will always be the Tony Award-winning performer, singer, and actress, and lover of the Great American Songbook. In fact, she moved to New York to debut in Stephen Sondheim's Merrily We Roll Along, and in something that could be considered a bit of a coincidence, a recent episode of Gotham was titled Into the Woods. You do the math. Tanya and I talked a little Sondheim. Well, actually, we sang a little Sondheim.
You're new or else you're through, girl.
And even if you dig her,
you do what you can do.
Bit by bit.
Putting it together.
God, what an opera.
Along the way.
And I love how she adds even more of her own voice. Yeah. Like, you just can't even have enough Streisand.
You can't.
So Streisand.
Yeah.
You love.
I love Barbara Streisand. Voice is so pure. That's just the perfect mix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not just any artist can walk up to Stephen Sondheim and say, hey, could you rewrite the lyrics to one of your greatest songs for me?
Not get a cease and desist notice.
Right. Exactly. And he did it. He also rewrote the lyrics to Send in the Clowns on that album.
Okay. For her.
He reversed the order of the last two choruses. So that Don't Bother, They're Here is the last line of the song.
One day I'll share my letter from Sondheim about a show of his I wanted to do, but this isn't that day.
Oh, really? Are you sure it isn't that day?
This isn't that day. I've got to do the show and then the letter.
Ooh. It's going to be good.
Oh, yes, it is. It is.
Speaking of doing shows, what's next for you? What has been going on? I've been
doing a lot of television and film. I'm in a miniseries, Hulu's first big miniseries, starring James Franco, a remake of Stephen King's novel 11/22/63, about a man who goes back in time to stop the Kennedy assassination. So I get to play a lovely woman working in a school in 1963 segregated Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And
did you enjoy that experience?
I loved it. Yeah, it was fantastic. Franco's amazing, and most of my scenes were with James, so it was a great time. And then the mid-season of Gotham, I'm a baddie. B.D. Wong and I are a team of baddies. And
oh, really?
So, yeah, big month for me of things coming out. And then I have a couple of films. One, The Book of Henry, directed by Colin Trevorrow, who directed Jurassic World and who's doing the next Star Wars. And then another film that Zachary Quinto and Neil Dodson produced called Aardvark, Brian Shove, writer, director.
Sweet.
Yeah, so that's what I've been doing.
Enjoying
it.
Work is always good.
It is.
When it's good, it's very, very good.
Very, very good.
Well, good for you. I'm glad to know that things are cooking over there.
Yeah.
It's good to have you. It's really good to have you. It's good to hear.
You haven't had me yet, Julian.
I'm sure I've come about as close as anyone in my position.
Not as Jerome. When our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? And we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright. Alright, we gon' be alright.
We cannot play the Kendrick Lamar.
You can't play Kendrick. Why can't you play Kendrick Lamar?
Because it's full of expletives.
That song?
Yeah.
When she hits the fan, are you still a fan?
Mm-hmm.
Really? You can't say sh.
Nope. Don't think
wow.
I didn't argue for it.
What about all right? It's going to be all right. No, that's got nothing in it. That's my new favorite album.
We're going to talk about it. Tanya Pinkins and I also discussed the sensational Lin-Manuel Miranda and his sensational show, Hamilton. But as you'll hear, Tanya had some other ideas.
They were in the room where it happened.
And speaking of the room where it happens, I would like to thank my guest, Tanya Pinkins, for taking the time to come down to this room at WNYC and join me on the Naked American Songbook. One of your favorite new songwriters is, I guess, everybody's favorite.
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
He's everybody's favorite. The man can do no wrong. And my favorite song from his new musical,
My favorite song is
Hamilton.
Wait For It.
Okay, well, we're not talking about your favorite song
But
now.
I thought this was my interview.
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. Mm. But you couldn't do my Kendrick Lamar. That wasn't a ballad.
No, that's not a ballad.
You see?
But I would like to encourage my listeners on their own time
to listen to Kendrick Lamar's To Pimp a Butterfly. It's one of the greatest albums ever done, and it's a story. The whole album is a story.
Well,
it's a concept album.
It's called Mortal Man? Or
the song I love is called Mortal Man, but the album is called To Pimp a Butterfly.
All right.
It's kind of an autobiographical. I mean, it's got a lot of characters in there, and it's really wonderful storytelling.
All right. I will encourage.
You didn't tell me you didn't want ballads.
Listen, sweetie,
didn't play Don't Rain on My Parade.
We played Putting It Together.
That was up-tempo.
I was making a really good segue with my Hamilton thing.
And
I
love Michael Jackson.
Well, let me ask you a question. You start off as a young girl in the basement of a home on the south side of Chicago with a box full of records that includes Barbra Streisand, Nancy Wilson,
Sarah Vaughan. And Flower Drum Song. And a little night music. I never quite got into Flower Drum Song, but Peter Pan was in that box too.
Oh, nice!
Peter Pan
beautiful
was
songs
there.
On that record. Now,
yeah, and South Pacific was in there too. See, like it's coming back to me.
Yeah,
like life is coming back to me. And that was my introduction to musical theater. Was that box that they either forgot or purposely left for me? That box changed my life.
It had to have been on purpose. If not on their purpose, then someone's purpose. Some power left that box for you. And interestingly, as you have made your way through the years as a person who performs and a person who clearly listens to a lot of music, your tastes are very eclectic.
Yes.
You're very open to a lot of different kinds of music.
I like everything. We could have had a little Schumann, but I guess you would have called that a ballad. Yeah.
You're not going to let
Chopin,
me open.
Some Schumann. Oh, you want to close? Close it out.
Well, the thing is, we don't have that much time, and I'm eager to play a Lin-Manuel. I always want to call.
But it's going to be your favorite, not my favorite.
It's not. You don't. Are you going to tell me you don't like In the Room Where It Happens?
I like it, but
I also like it a lot. Not only because it's such a good tune, and it's so up tempo and hummable.
See, the ones that I really like that are my up tempos. Like when I go to listen to the up tempos, what's on my list when I go to the gym? It's the Cabinet Battles.
Yeah. Those are great.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We foster the ideals. We shouldn't settle for less. These are wise words, enterprising mental. Quote them. Don't act surprised, you guys, because I wrote them. Ow, but Hamilton forgets.
Okay.
The issue on the table. France is on the verge of war with England. Now, do we provide aid and troops to our French allies, or do we stay out of it? Remember, my decision on this matter is not subject to congressional approval.
Yes, to all of that.
Wait, no, you should play the Schuyler Sisters.
I love the Schuyler
Sisters. Looking for a mind at work. You got a lady in the room.
They're all good songs.
They
I'm are. Trying to pick one that I think might actually end up being like a standard that a lot of people will all enjoy for years and years to come that's hummable that they will take with them for the next 20, 30 years. Not that the others aren't great. I'm not saying that. I'm picking a song that I think may actually enter, you know, the
really?
The larger consciousness.
Okay.
Yeah.
He blows me away all 6 times I've seen it.
Right. So how'd you get 6 tickets?
You know.
Are you doing something tonight?
6 times I've seen it. I've got tickets to see it 2 more.
Can I come with you?
No.
Thanks.
Angelica, Peggy, Eliza. What? Daddy said to be home by sundown. Daddy doesn't need to know. Daddy said not to go downtown. Like I said, you're free to go. But look around, the revolution's happening in New York. New York.
Angelica, work. It's bad
enough. That's all for now. Subscribe on iTunes to hear more of my chat with star of stage and screen and recorded sound, Tanya Pinkins, coming up on season 2 of the Naked American Songbook. The Naked American Songbook is also on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all over the world. Tell me what you're listening to and what you're wearing or not wearing while you're listening to it. The Naked American Songbook is a production of the Jonathan Channel, WNYC, WQXR in New York City. Our team includes, but is not limited to, Aaron Dalton, Ellie Smerling, Mike Shobe, and Madam Vice President Graham Parker. Our theme music is written by moi. And je suis Julien Fleischer. Thanks for listening. Keep it naked.
The lovely day will end and end to evening. We'll say goodbye to all we've ever had.
I don't know. I love that sound.
Ooh, that was pretty.